7:37, this is 100.1 FM, AM 1020, News Radio KDKA. I'm Larry Richard.
And good morning, I'm Kevin Battle. Coming up next hour, the 8 o'clock hour, going to be a big one. 8:05, Governor Tom Wolf joins the show. We're going to ask him about the data breach for the, as people did, the contact tracing. 72,000 have had their information compromised. So we'll talk to him about that. Plus, at 8:35 in 1 hour, mayoral candidate Ed Gainey joins the show. But first, Larry, we're going to be talking to somebody here. Big event coming to our region. Big event that everybody's going to love. They should have called it Bigger, Louder, Faster.
I love this because I'm a big kind of an air show fan, and I've seen all these and participated in at the Arnold Palmer Airport out there in Latrobe. And the man who is the executive director, he's been out there for over three decades, is Gabe Monzo on our NISC Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Gabe, good morning.
Hi, Larry. Hi, Kevin. How are you guys?
We're good. Awesome. This ain't your first rodeo, Gabe. I know at the end of the month, on May 29th and 30th, you welcome back the Shop and Save Westmoreland Air Show with the 75th anniversary of the United States Navy's Blue Angels.
Absolutely. It's the greatest.
And they're not just the old Angels. They got some new equipment.
Yeah, they're flying the Super Hornets now. They're a little bit bigger, a little faster, a little more maneuverable, a little louder. And we're excited. We're really looking forward to this. I mean, it's get out of the house, right?
Yeah, you mentioned louder. You got a lot of people's attention. So they're going to really get out there to enjoy this one.
And Gabe set me up. Actually, by default, I ended up getting a ride. I originally went with the F-16s with the Thunderbirds. And then several years later, maybe 8 years later, Jennifer Ankoviak, who was with KDK-TV at the time, was scheduled to fly with the Angels. And then they found out she was pregnant. So they asked in the newsroom, anyone here want to fly with the Blue Angels? And I couldn't get my hand up fast enough. And Gabe, you know, Dorothy up there at the time. Do you remember Dorothy?
Yeah.
So
Dorothy Zello, right?
We're going through the briefing. And these guys are wired tight. These Navy guys are so sharp. And they're going, we're going to do a standard takeoff. We'll pull 4 Gs on the first maneuver, go 10,000 feet, and then come over the top inverted. And I'm like, okay, I got that. And if I say eject, we will eject. I will not say eject unless we will eject. And Dorothy goes, oh, no, he knows all this stuff. And I'm going, no, no, Dorothy, don't tell him. He flew with the Thunderbirds.
All right, and put him on the sick ride. Here he goes.
And the Navy guy turns around like, oh, you flew with the Thunder Chickens. Uh-huh. Oh, we're going to give you a real ride today. I'm like, splash one. Yeah. But it was so cool. We flew over Steelers camp while they were in camp in the summer right there at St. Vincent College. It's an incredible thing to see, no matter how many times you see at the Blue Angels, right?
That's right. That's right. It is fantastic. And just for the record, United States Air Force Thunderbirds are awesome, too. Remember, there's always next year.
Absolutely.
Yes, very diplomatic of you. Yes, believe me, I was very appreciative of the Thunder. I didn't call them the Thunder Things. That was the Navy guy. But that's yeah, just a good competition between branches.
That's right.
So we have the Blue Angels this year, but it's the end of this month, May 29th and 30th. It's a Heroes Tribute, the Westmoreland County Air Show. How can people get tickets, and what else can they expect other than the Blue Angels, which are the marquee?
Well, you have the Raptor, and I have a neat little story about the Raptor. The first time I ever saw the Raptor at Latrobe, in the, it doing the practice flight on Friday, a gentleman sat down next to me and said, do you mind if I sit here? Because we were up in the bleachers where there was nobody there. I was trying to eat my lunch. And gentleman sat down to me and he said, do you mind if I sit here and watch the Raptor with you? I said, no. And I turned around and it's Arnold Palmer. And I said, Mr. Palmer, have a seat. I said, we're going to watch the Raptor. He said, yeah, and we sat and watched the Raptor do its performance. He said, I learned to fly 50 years ago, and they told me an airplane wouldn't do that. I said, well, now it does, Mr. Palmer. He said, that's fantastic. And he loved air shows.
How cool is that?
He was an air show junkie, and that's a memory I'll never forget. And, you know, I can't quite remember what the Raptor did, but I remember sitting next to Mr. Palmer, so that was an awesome thing.
That is unbelievable, and if people want to get tickets, they just go to palmerairport.com.
Right, or any other shopping safes. Shopping Saves has the tickets exclusively. They're a little expensive. They're $100 a piece, but that's the only way we could do it because you get a whole carload. So, you know, it could be, you know, if you put eight people in a car, it's pretty cheap. So that's the way we had to do it this year. We certainly don't like doing it that way. We don't have static displays. We don't have things like that. But we were going to have a lot of fun. Got D'Annunzio's food running around. You got cold beer if you want a beer. I mean, it's going to be a great time. So it's sort of a tailgate party and an air show together. And, you know, you sit next to your car. So that's the format for this year, and hopefully we won't have to do this again, but we're going to keep everybody safe and sound. We've got a lot of porta-johns, a lot of sinks, a lot of hand-washing stations, all the sanitizers and everything, and we're going to meet all the compliances, and we're pretty excited.
So if you want a carload of folks, $100, and then how many cars do you think you're going to be able to get in that area up there, Gabe?
We can do 1,000.
All right.
2,000 cars. Yep. And you're going to park out in the grass. It's a nice area. We're keeping it nice and cut and nice and low. So it's just like being at the park watching an air show. So it should be a good time.
About how long does the event last each day?
From noon to about 4. And then from 11 to 12, we're going to do what we're calling the Heroes Tribute Flight. And we have 4 of the performers out of the air show. They're going to do an overfly of Westmoreland County. And they'll go from here to Ligonier, in that area, from Ligonier up to Vandergrift, and all points in between, from Vandergrift down to Ross River and Murraysville and Jeanette and Greensburg and Mount Pleasant. And they're going to fly in formation, 4 guys, and it's a tribute to all the heroes that made it through this, you know, horrendous past year, and that means everybody. I mean, from everybody right down to the person just had to sit in the house and stare at the walls for 8 months, 10 months, whatever it's been. But it's called the Heroes Tribute Flight, and it'll be 11 to 12 both days of the air show, and they'll overfly Westmoreland County. They'll have smoke on, so don't think they're on fire. They'll be well safe, 1,000 feet in the air. And it'll be a nice tribute to everybody, and we certainly appreciate everybody that's done anything to get us through this past year, and certainly deserves some credit.
And that's you too, Gabe, and you have been.
Well, thanks.
You've ushered in some tremendous changes at Arnold Palmer Airport in Latrobe, and kudos to you and your team.
Oh, thank you. It's been a great ride. You know, 38 years. It's been a great thing here, and you know, you can't do it without the people around you. And God bless them all.
Shop and Save Westmoreland Air Show May 29th and 30th. Executive Director of the Arnold Palmer Airport is Gabe Monzo on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Gabe, good luck.
Thanks a lot, Larry. Take care, Kevin.
Thank you, sir.
Wow, what an experience it is. I love the air shows.